To the courageous women and men of the French Resistance. We are, all of us, seeds of flesh, of blood, of bone. Dormant, we sleep in the subconscious where we await the fire to awaken us to the memory of so many yesterdays that in turn become today's leaf and flower and mighty oak. We are the forest, always falling, always being reborn. You are a door into the dark, a flame in the shadows that burns all the brighter because you gasp for oxygen in Europe's attempt to self-asphyxiate. You draw us into your overcoat as you moved along the cobblestones, trying not to be noticed. A time of whispers and underground cartography, a time of reading the signs and the cigarette smoke. You, who failed to fall because you were a conspiracy of roots, intertwined and confusing and mesmerizing as the wind in the grass, occasionally leaving signs like sleeping deer that vanish as the sun's light penetrates the dense green field. You who would not be divided, classified by the spinning teeth of fascism's empirical centrifuge. You traded secrets in Spanish, said I love you in Hebrew, and you spun your own rhythm like the scent of lavender deep in the hair that connects you to all who resist. Now and then, from the streets of Kiev to the millennial thick mud walls of Timbuktu. You were never alone. You were stones that ripened into bread. You returned to the commune's gate in that summer of 68. Witnessed Allende, saw Franco resurrected. All those trains running on time, those fine German engines translocate across the waters to America. You see, a nightmare has nine lives, as a city has nine gates, and we are only at number eight. We must dig deep in those gardens, dig up potatoes, harvest leeks, and strengthen our commitment with the decoction of dandelions. Our medicine, our politics, our laws must spring up from the earth, our heart, her heart. You were a recapitulation of those who came before, and you are ever reborn in the streets and squares and barricades of Cairo, Sao Paulo, behind the Zapatista mask. There will always be those who ride in on white horses, try to muster our collective fatigue and desire for normalcy into a false promise that a nation and now the corporation brings. It is a hollow death and a shell of life they would have us trade for this lusty and fertile ecstasy. The only way to truly thank you, to honor you, to fulfill you, and carry the song of your trial forward in our children is with the determination and the uncompromising and borderless embrace of Durruti.